Global politics always spills over to affect the markets, and the concern at the moment is the threat of all-out war in the Middle East. Traders, like all of us, were on edge over the weekend when Iran entered the fray, firing missiles on Israel. They didn't hit their targets, but they did raise the prospect of the conflict spreading. And we'll look at that reaction on the ASX with Adam Dawes shortly. But one of the most pressing financial questions is what's going to happen to the oil market? The Middle East is crucial for global oil supply, providing around one third of the oil available. So any threat to production or to the supply chain has a huge impact on oil prices. Iran sits amongst the OPEC group, producing over 3 million barrels a day of crude oil. And recent cuts to supply have actually seen prices going much higher. Brent crude oil is now above $90 a barrel. So what will happen if this conflict does worsen? Well, according to David Bassanisi, the chief economist at Beta Shares, any oil shock could have big ramifications for our ongoing inflation battle. It'll also impact interest rates. And he joins me now. David, welcome back to Money News.
Great to be with you tonight.
So it's true, isn't it? Every geopolitical move does have an economic fallout, but it's pretty significant at the moment, isn't it, with world oil supplies?
Yes, it is. I mean, it's very unfortunate sort of what's going on at the moment, obviously just from a humanitarian point of view, but also from a financial point of view. As you point out, Iran is a very major producer of oil. They have been subject to sanctions. So, you know, the US and other countries have been actually trying to restrict Iranian exports in recent years to encourage them to sort of, you know, not pursue a nuclear program.
And has those sanctions led to price rises that we have seen?
Well, look, it's part of, I mean, what I was about to say was that the OPEC themselves have been cutting back production and demand's been reported. So it's been part of it. But, I mean, what's been interesting is that US has been turning a blind eye to the fact that Iran has actually been ramping up its exports of late, selling a lot of oil to China. And I think the US has basically said, you know what, we need this Iranian oil because we don't want to add to inflation because, you know, as we all know, it's already pretty high around the world. It's coming down, but it's still stubbornly high. So I guess, you know, going back to your point, the big problem at the moment, or the big question mark is if Iran gets dragged into the war, if you do get a wider war with Israel, if it becomes a tit-for-tat situation, escalation, and then sanctions are toughened up again and the Iranian oil exports are restricted, then that's going to add upward pressure on oil prices. What are, as you point out, already quite high. OPEC themselves have been cutting back. Other countries, Saudi Arabia, have also been cutting back their production to keep prices high. So that is the problem at the moment. We're dealing with a very volatile region, but as you pointed out, a region very important in terms of producing and supplying the world with the oil that it still needs.
Yeah, a volatile region, but petrol prices are also one of the more volatile items in the CPI index. I think they account for about 4% of the CPI. Do you think it would have a direct correlation to our inflation battle if we see the oil prices and petrol prices going up?
Yeah, we will, because, I mean, usually central banks, you know, sort of say oil prices are volatile. We can kind of look through a sort of short-run increase. But at the moment, you know, inflation is high. It's coming down. Central banks are worried that it may not be coming down fast enough. So if it bounces back or if oil prices lead it to stay higher for longer, then it just means central banks, you know, have to be more patient in waiting for inflation to come down and provide the interest rate relief we've all, you know, many have been counting on later this year. The US markets have been counting on rate cuts in the US later this year. Our market's pricing in rate cuts. But if oil prices, but you meant it's only 4% of the CPI, but a 10% increase in oil prices is, you know, 0.5%, you know, 0.4 already to the CPI, so it can have quite significant effects on inflation, and that's the problem at the moment. Is the central banks they're less able to look through an increase in oil prices in the way they might have ordinarily done so in the past.
And would any change to the oil price be enough to shift our Reserve Bank's thinking when it comes to cutting interest rates? Could it kick that count further down the road?
I think it, you know, it definitely would. I mean, the headline, if oil prices, you know, jumped over $100, $120 and stayed there for a while, and you know, our inflation rate, annual inflation rate, could easily lift half, you know, if not a full percent higher. And that could almost wipe out any risk of a rate cut later this year, because, you know, ultimately, the longer inflation stays high, the greater the concern that central banks have that it gets embedded into inflation expectations and wage and price setting behaviour. So they can't tolerate, even if it's an oil price induced increase in inflation, they can't really tolerate that, or they certainly can't look the other way and still cut interest rates nonetheless.
And how high do you reckon the oil price could go? Could we see a repeat, God help us, of something like the 1970s oil crisis? Are we looking down the barrel, the oil barrel of that spectre?
Well, look, I think two issues are important. Obviously, how Israel responds to the Iranian, retaliation, I guess. Iranians would call it retaliation for the Israel. You know, it's like a tit-for-tat situation at the moment. Mm. So who's going to finally, you know, end the round robin?
But it's also the question of which other countries might get involved. If it becomes tit for tat, are we going to see other countries, America?
Heaven forbid. Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, I mean, if America got involved and, and there were disruptions to oil throughout the Middle East, you know, we could easily see a very, you know, significant jump in oil prices. And, you can't rule it out. But at the moment, I mean, the hopes are that maybe Iran, you know, what they did was well telegraphed. You know, I'm not a military expert, so I don't want to get into it too much. But, you know, at least from a financial market point of view, the hope is that maybe there won't be further escalation. The other saving grace, just quickly, is that OPEC, Saudi Arabia, other countries do have capacity to increase production if need be. They've been artificially constraining oil production over the past year or so to support oil prices because they thought the global economy was weak. So if things get too bad, it wouldn't surprise, you know, there is a scope for Saudi Arabia to actually increase production and lessen the risk of, you know, a big increase in oil prices.
But would they? So, because they're benefiting from the higher prices.
Look, yes, it becomes a point. Like if they judge that, I mean, they would love the oil price to be as high as it can be for as long as it can be. But
lining their pockets.
Exactly. But if it goes too high and it triggers a global recession, for example, then you get, like, you know, demand destruction and the oil price collapses. So it's like, how many straws can they put on the camel's back before they break it? And that's the sort of, you know, the judgment they can make. So oil price at $100, maybe not too bad. Oil prices at $200, you're probably looking at a global recession. So I think Saudi Arabia would step in before, if that looked likely, they would, you know, try to supply the market with oil, because if you did get a recession, heaven forbid, you got central banks raising rates more, oil prices could easily collapse, even with supply constraint, because demand would collapse.
Yeah, well, let's hope that it doesn't come to that. That is for sure. David, it's always good to talk, even though it's worst case scenarios. Let's just hope that it ends somewhere a little bit more palatable for all of us to fill up at the petrol pump. Good on you, David. Thanks again.
No worries. Good to be with you.
David Bassanisi there, the chief economist at BetaShares.